Hello and welcome to Building on the Bed, a special edition episode of Building a Furniture Brand with Ethan Abramson. On these special episodes, we hear from furniture company owners about the worst days that they have had and how they bounced back from the hard times. These quick looks are meant as inspirational episodes to remind you that even on the darkest days, good can come out of the bad. On this episode, I sit down with Aaron Moore, owner of Moore's Refinishing. If you want to hear the full story behind how Moore's Refinishing got started, check out the show archives, episode 155. The start of a business is hard. Learning the skills, getting the clients, and making the money you need to keep the doors open. Although comfortably successful, with money coming into his company now, at the beginning, Aaron was anything but. So much so that he had to decide if he wanted to keep the business going or have his truck repossessed. The story of how Aaron dealt with this experience, coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors. Introducing Astra HP, the newest high-performance innovation in cutting-edge technology from Bits and Bits. Let me tell you what's new about it. It's incredibly thin, measuring at just 0.3 microns. It's also tougher than ever with an impressive 5,000 Vickers hardness, and it's specially designed to reduce friction and heat buildup, leading to cleaner cuts and longer tool life. Available now on all their newest spiral CNC bits and router bits. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to bitsbits.com. That's BITS, BITS.com.
When I opened my own business, my parents loaned me about $10,000. That went to the first and last month's rent. That went to the deposits, and it was pretty much gone immediately. So I started Moore's Refinishing with basically $0 in the bank and grew it from there. You know, over the first year, I was still working full time at my other business, working my personal business, Moore's Refinishing, in the evenings and on weekends. So for about the first 8 to 9 months, I was working probably 16 to 18 hours a day refinishing furniture, both for somebody else and for myself. In February, I believe, of 2012, I went out on my own. The other boss finally found out, said that, you know, that I was done at that business, and I knew that Moore's Refinishing had to either make it or break it. I had no other source of income. So 6 months into that, it was struggle, you know, getting the rent paid, paying bills, paying, you know, keeping the lights on. Luckily, I had no employees at the time. It was just myself. But this is why I recommend starting, you know, at an early age. I had no mortgage to pay. I had, you know, no real debt to worry about. But after 6 months of fighting, struggling, you know, going through all the hard times, I had my truck repossessed and my credit was going down because the credit card payments were getting due and they were getting late. And you know, I just knew that the business was more important than personal luxuries. We basically gave up on my personal credit, the truck payment, you know, personal luxuries to keep this business open. It was just one of those things I had to do in, you know, the early stages of the shop to keep the lights on, to keep the rent paid, because I ultimately had the confidence in myself, knowing that this will be a success one day, that, you know, I could buy a new truck later. It's not the end of the world. You know, at that moment, you think everything's, you know, fallen down around you. But, you know, looking back now, it was a character building moment. I had to figure out, you know, what do I do now? How do I move on from this? And, you know, and basically dig myself out of a hole. And, you know, in my personal life, the business side itself was doing okay. Like, I kept the doors open, and that's what I knew I needed to do. But, looking back, it was definitely a character building moment for me.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you liked what you heard and you got value out of it, please think about leaving a review and subscribing wherever you listen. To learn more about the series, please visit buildingafurniturebrand.com and feel free to reach out anytime with questions or guest suggestions to hello@buildingafurniturebrand.com. You can find me at The Build with Ethan on Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to bring you the next one.